أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. للمغرب. And there is no objection and there is nobody against regarding the Mabda'ul Waqt of the Salatul Maghrib, that it is the sunset or Al-Ghurub. And there is difference of opinion regarding that what is meant by ghurub, and some say this is just istitarul qurs, that disappearance of the sun, or other people say that it is zahabul humratul mashraqiya, that it is disappearance of the redness from the east side. And this has been discussed in detail in the previous lecture. And the Sahih Zurara on Abi Jafar alayhi salam, it has got dalalat on that, and it says, wa iza ghabat shams dakhal al waqtan al maghrib wal isha al akhirah. So the time enters with the ghurub. And there is discussion that the first three rakat are the time for offering. The first three rakat is for maghrib, and the time for offering the last four rakat is for isha, and that is like the discussion that came with the discussion of Zuhrain. So that is a similar discussion over here also. But how come the Waqtul Maghrib, which is about which there is no difference of opinion, min hasul ubda Mabda, but there is a difference of opinion with reference to its end point. And the famous opinion, which is maruf and mashhoor, is that its time extends to the nisful layl, that to almost half of the night. Some of the scholars, like the scholar in Al-Mabsut, they says that this time goes to the Tulu'e Fajr, and that is when the other scholars don't believe that the ta'khir from the nisf is haram. And similarly, the Al-Muhakkik fil Mu'tabar, he says that the extension of this time is for the Muzdar, and the first one who went with this opinion was him, and then by the Sahibul Hadaik, and then the Sahibul Madarik, who went with this opinion. And then some people who are coming later, they also supported this opinion. And from the Sheikh in Khilaf and Ibn al-Buraj, it is the Ghaybubat al-Shaf Mutlaqan, and from Abi al-Salah and Ibn al-Hamza, it is for the Mukhtar, and regarding the Muzdar, the time extends to the Rubal Lail, that is the fourth of the night, one-fourth of the night. The opinion of Al-Mufid and Ibn Babawiyah is regarding the ikhtiar of this tafsir, and they added the term for the Hazir and Musafir instead of the term which were being used of the Al-Mukhtar and Al-Muzdar. But the correct opinion is that of the one which is famous with the jurisprudence, with the Fuqaha, and they have a Dalil, an argument based on the verse of the Holy Quran that says, Aqim as-salata li duluki shams ila ghasaq al-layl. And secondly, certain narrations support it, like the Sahih Zurara, which came in its tafsir that there are four prayers between the duluk shams to the ghasaq al-layl, and that means muntasifuhu, that is the its half of it. And there is qata al-kharji bi adam jawaz ta'khir az-zuhrain anil ghurub, and there is no taqdeemul isha'ain before their time, because the muntahai waqt is the muntasiful layl. And also regarding the narration in which there is the khitab mutawajjah ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi ka wazifa muqarrara ala jameel muslimin wa tabi' al mukallifin min ghair ihtisas bi ta'ifat dun al ukhra. So there is no way to apply it particularly for the muazzirin and muzdarin, as held by some of the scholars, and that goes against the famous opinion of the scholars. So if we take the sanad of the riwayat as its sanad being complete, and its dalalat that it has got dalalat of the extension of time to the Zahab-e-Shafak or other tahdidat or other limits which have been mentioned in this place, so we can make the hamal, or we can apply them on Afzaliya. And that is the best jam for these riwayat, because like the nusus which were coming for the tahdeed-e-waqt-e-zuhrain, like the miqdar ul qadam or qadamain, and they were, nobody was making their application upon the khuruj ul waqt, and the ta'khir, if it is haram, that is the kharij ul waqt, the ta'khir which is kharij ul waqt, the delay which is out of time, that's considered haram. And the hamal upon the other group, that is makes the difference between the maratib ul fadl. So afzal is to offer it between the ghuroob till the ghaybubat shafak and other and without this fazilat to the rubul lail, and without the other fazilat to the one third of the lail, and after that in fazilat comes the muntasiful layl, which is the waqtul ijza. And this argument is also supported by the hadith that لِكُلِّ salat waqtan wa awwal al waqt afdaluhuma. So these different times which are mentioned here regarding the Salatul Isha'in is just like which were mentioned for the Salatul Zuhrain and their application for the Maratibul Fadl is the best explanation in this regard. As the narration also says, Inna linuqaddima wa nuakhira, and also there is the, and this was not established that ma nakhta waqta salat faqad halaka, because wa innama rukhsat lin nasi wal mariz wal mudnaf wal musafir wal naim fi ta'khiriha. And whatever was narrated from Aima Masumin alayhi salam that they sometimes delayed the prayers, and they mentioned about the rukhsat regarding its delay by a small excuse which was mentioned and which was present. Against this opinion is the opinion of Shaykh in Al-Khilaf and Ibn al-Buraj is the Imtidadul Waqt ila Zihabu Shafak. And they say that the extension of time is until the disappearance of redness, and they make the istidlal from the Sahih Zurara and Fuzail, both said, Kala Abu Jafir alayhi salam, Inna li kulli salat waqtain ghairul maghrib, fa inna waqtuha wahid, wa waqtuha wujubuha, wa waqti fawtuha sakutu shafak. And this istidlal has two aspects. One of them is min nahiyatu sadr wa huwa qawluhu alayhi salam fa inna waqtuha wahid. So there is a dawa that the dalalat of this sentence that anna salat al maghrib is not in the shape like the other salawat, because there are no two times for it like the times people mentioned as ikhtiyari wa istirari, but there is only one time for it, and that's the time for its wujub. So it's wajib to offer it in that time, and it's not allowed to delay it from the Zahab or Shafa. But this argument, there is no opinion in this sentence regarding the Muntahaul Waqt, that what is the end of the time, and it's not having Dalil about the end of the time as the Zahab or Shafa. Because the opinion which mentioned here is with the Nahiyatul Mabda, that with the aspect of the beginning of the time, and that is the Imtiazul Maghrib an Baqiyatul Salat, that is the difference of the Maghrib prayer from the other prayers, because it is not something that Nawafil are mentioned before that. So it is not Masbuka bis Sabha wa Nafila, like the other prayers like Zohran and Fajr prayers or the Isha prayers, so its nawafil are not before that. And the for the Isha, so that is also masbook by the nawafil al Maghrib. So for all other prayers, there are two times, and the waqtu sani, that is mutaakhir from the nawafil, that is considered afzal by the tabiatul hal. And if there is tark of it, so the first time then becomes the afzal. But regarding the Salatul Maghrib, because there are no nawafil mentioned before it, so it has got just only waqt wahid, that's one time. And similarly is the Salatul Jummah. Because there are no nawafil mentioned before it, so what came in the Sahih Zurara, that Salatul Jummah min al amrul muzayyak innama laha waqt wahid hina tazul. So for the Salatul Jummah, also the word waqt wahid or one time was used. And it is also supported by the Musika Muawiyah bin Wahab, that says that the Jibreel alayhi salam came and he gave the two times for in 2 days for all the farais except the Maghrib. So that's tafkeek is regarding the Mura'atun Nawafil, for taking care of the Nawafil, and the Maghrib prayer is not preceded by the Nawafil. So for other prayers, there are two times or waqtan, and for the Maghrib prayers, there is waqt-e wahid. And that is the tafsir of the Sahiha, and that is the best aspect of Hamal in this place. And secondly, with the aspect of the following part, that wa waqt-e fatiha sukutu shafak, so that is sharif of the intihal waqt be sukutu shafak, and its tawafuk with the akhbar has to be analyzed. Like the Sahiha Bakr bin Muhammad an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam annahu saalahu sa'il an waqtil maghrib faqala inna allaha yaqul fi kitabihi li ibrahim falamma janna alayhi al-layl ra'a kawkaban qala hadha rabbi wa hadha awwalul waqt wa akhiru zalika ghaybubatu shafaq. And similarly the narration Musika Ismail bin Jabir an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qala saltuhu an waqt al-maghrib qala ma baina ghurub shams ila sukut shafaq. And the Sheikh from Al-Hasan bin Muhammad bin Sama'a, that is coming in two ways in the Sanad. One of them is Zayif due to the Abi Talib al-Ambari, but the second tariq is Sahih. And apparently it is meant Al-Husayn bin Sufyan, which coming in the tariq, and Al-Husayn bin Ali bin Sufyan bin Khalid bin Sufyan al-Bazufri, and The Najashi said that he is Sikha. And also there is a riwayat of Ismail bin Mehran, but that is Zaifatu Sanad due to the presence of Sahal bin Ziyad in the Sanad. So these narrations, they all are talking one thing, and that is the intihal waqt after Salatul Maghrib bi sukut shafaq. So there, from the apparent meanings, there is raful yad, because that these narrations are applied on the afsaliyat, and the jama bainaha wa bain an-nasur al-qasisa qasira, and the other narrations, the which are not taking this as the end of the time, so we have to make jama between these narrations and between the other group of the narrations, which are saying that there is jawazut ta'khir ira rubal lail or sulusahu. So the jama would say that it should be applied upon the afsaliyat. And similarly, the ayat is clearly saying that the imtidadul waqt is ila ghasak, and that is al-mufassar muntasiful layl, that's the till half of the night. So all these narrations which are mentioning about the sakute shafak, about the rubal layl, about the sulasul layl, are they are taken as the ikhtilafe maratibul fazl, and it's obligatory to take this hamal to make the jam between them. There are two other call in this regard. One is the call of Mufid regarding the intihal waqt lil hazir bi zahab shafaq wa lil musafir by the rubul layl, and the Abu Salah also supported this opinion. But Shaykh, in most of his books, he changed the hazir with the word al-mukhtar and the musafir with the word al-mazur. So what is meant by these two unwanain? There is if there is dalil for these qawlain min ar-rawayat, so that dalil is the itlaqul qawlul akhir. So these rawayat have got ta'aruz, and it's not possible to make a ta'wil about these two aqwal. And if from the safar is meant that it is mutlaqul istirar, and from the hazar it's meant that it is halul ikhtiyar, and the words are used mim babul misal, so then there is tarjih of one call towards the one call, and that is the both of these group of narrations, they have to be made a jama, and there is no obligation which is coming from that. And there are aspects which can be, which have to be paid attention to. One of them is the Sahih Umar bin Yazid, which is clearly mentioning the Jawazut Ta'khir al-Musafir ila Sulasul Layl, and that was the Kala Abu Abdullah alayhi salam Waqtul Maghrib fil Safar ila sulusul layl, and there is no aspect to make istihdid by ruba, and because that was less than that. And secondly, the ayat clearly mentions the imtidad waqtul isha'ain ila muntasiful layl by taking the al-ghasaq, the tafsir al-ghasaq, as the ghasaqul layl, and its zuhur is for mukhtar. And thirdly, this group of narrations which are talking about that jawaz ta'khir al-maghrib from the shafaq only for the istirar and not for the safar, but some of them are mentioning the rubul layl also. So among them is the sahiyah li Umar bin Yazid, qala qultu li Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, akunu ma haulai wansarafa min indahum indal maghrib fa marra bil masajid fa qimat salat fa inna ana nazalat usalli mahum lam istamkana min al azan wal ikamat wa iftitah salat wa qala ata mandilaka wa anza siyabaka wa in aradta an tatawazza fatawazza wa salli fa innaka fi waqt ila rubil layl. So there is no criticism regarding the inclusion of sanad about Qasim bin Muhammad al-Johari, because he was also mentioned in the Asnad of Kamil al-Ziyarat. And among them is also the Sahiya, which coming from the Kala, Qultu li Abi Abdillah alayhi salam, akunu fi janib al-Misr, fatazur al-Maghrib, wa ana uridu al-Mandil, فان اخرت الصلاه حتى اصلي في المنزل كان امكن لي وادركن المساء فاصلي في بعض المساجد فقال صل في منزلك. And among them is the موسيقى امار عن ابي عبد الله عليه السلام قال سالته عن صلاه المغرب الى حضرت هل يجوز أن تؤخر الساعة؟ قال لا بأس إن كان صائما أفطر ثم صلي وإن كانت له حاجة قضاء ثم صلي. فإن هذا الأخبار they are actually making دلالت for the جواز التأخير from the sukutu shafaq with even the smallest murajjaha, and that's not reaching the haddul istirar. So that indicates that the zailul akhira, which says that bikazail hajat al urfiya, so even if an hour or 2 hours are spent for the hajat li ikhtilaf al hawaij, so that ta'khir is the hajat al urfi, and that is considered mubah, as is apparent from this narration. And among them is the sahiya Ismail bin Hammam qala raitu ar-raza alayhi salam wa kunna indahu lam yusalli al maghrib حتى ظهرت النجوم ثم قام فصلى بنا على باب دار ابن ابي محمود. ومنها صحيح داود السرمي قال كنت انت ابي الحسن الثالث عليه السلام يوما فجلس يحدث حتى غابت الشمس ثم دعا بشمع وهو جالس يتحدث فلما خرجت من البيت نظرت فقد غاب الشفق قبل أن يصلي المغرب ثم دعا بالماء فتوضأ وصلى وصرمي من رجال الكامل and even if the Tawseeq is not clearly mentioned about him but the narration is ranked as Sahiha like the previous narrations and there is apparently the zahir of the narration is the jawazu ta'khir hatta ikhtiyaran. So if it is supposed that that this is for the mazurin as the ta'khir, so there's something which is a far opinion because the ta'khir on awwal al-waqt, that is, if done, so that is regarding the saliyat, and there is a murajjah for that, and that is the mutashaghilan bi bayanul ahkam, and if it is said that there is the bayan jawaz al ta'khir on sukut al shafaq. So how come the muqtazi of jama between the different type of these nusus, that is the hamal ala ikhtilaf maratib ul fadl. So that's the explanation. But the sahib ul hadaik, he mentioned that for maghrib there are three times. من غروب الشمس إلى مغيب الشفق ثم إلى ربع الليل ثلثه ثم إلى منتصف الليل and he made the jama between these akhbar that's the حمل الأول is على حال الاختيار والثاني على الاضطرار والثالث على أشد ضرورة من نوم أو حيض أو نحوهما. So the reason for the zoof of this opinion is that there is no lazum for the hamal about the ikhtilaf maratib ul fazl because the jawaz ut ta'khir ila muntasif ul layl for the surat of istirar has got no base to be made about that. And the call about imtidadul waqt up till the tulul fajr is coming shortly to be discussed also. So in short, the summary is that for the salatul maghrib, it's allowed to do tawheed from the sukutu shafaq to the rubul lail or to the sulasul layl to the muntasiful layl fi hal al ikhtiyar, and even if there is no illat or istirar for that, and the best dalil for it is the ayat e quran that aqim is salat li duluk al shams ila ghasik al layl, and the tafsir of the ghasik is the muntasiful layl according to the lughat also and according to the tafsir also, because in lughat the ghasak means the shiddat of zalam, the extreme of darkness, and that extreme of darkness is regarded as something which is the half of the night or the muntasiful layl. And so the ghayatul ibtiyad from the shams with the istitar or kurs to the time of the ghasakul layl, or from the ghurubu shams to the time of the muntasiful layl, which is the muntahiul waqt. So the ayat is this mujarridan is sufficient to prove this dawa, and this ayat is established as a proof. And the narrations, they support this proof, like the Sahih Abdullah bin Sanan, لِكُلِّ صَلَاةٍ وَقْتَانٍ وَأَوَّلُ الْوَقْتَيْنِ أَفْضَلُهُمَا. So the tabir of afzaliyat used here is the clear context or karina that both the times are for the fazilat and ijza, and not they cannot be divided into the time of for the ikhtiyar or istirar. So there is no tanafi between these and between the other narrations, which says that inna likulli salati waqtain ghair al maghrib, because they are nazira to the mabda al waqt, la to the muntahaha, which is the thing being discussed also. And this is also supported by the Musla Daud bin Farkat and the Rivayat of Ubaid bin Zarara. And the Muqtazi al-Jama between these and between the Rivayat who are applied for the Ikhtilaf al-Maratib al-Fadl. So the afsal is that it should be brought about Qabla Sukut al-Shafaq. And then the second afsar is that before the Rubal Layl. And the third afsar is before the Sulasul Layl. And the Waqtul Ada and the Waqtul Ijza is till the Muntasiful Layl or midnight. And so that discussion regarding the end of the time has got two aspects. So the famous aspect is that the Mabdul Waqt is the Ghuroob, and that is with the Tartib of the Salatul Maghrib as Mutaqaddim, and after that is the time for the Salatul Isha. So that is against some of the opinion like the Shaykhain or Ibn Abi Aqil or Salal or Murtaza, who said that Anna Mabda is the Sukut al-Shafaq. So the correct opinion is the famous opinion, and based upon the ayat of the Holy Quran, Aqim al-Salat lidduluk al-Shams ila ghasiq al-Layl, and with the support from the Riwayat of Ubaid bin Zurara, which came in tafsir, that inna allaha iftaraza arba salawat ila an kala wa minha salatan awwalu waqtuhuma min ghurub shams ila intisaful layl. But this narration is zaifatu sanad due to the presence of Zahaq, and it is equally that it may be Ibn Yazid, which is Azhar, or Ibn Zayd, because both of them, they are not having any tawseek. And the best of the narrations which are reliable and which are in this place is the Sahih Zurara on Abi Jafar alayhi salam, qala iza zalat shams dakhal al waqtan al zuhr wal asr wa iza ghabat shams dakhal al waqtan al maghrib wal isha al akhira. And the musikan Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qala salla rasulullah sallallahu alayhi bin nas al maghrib wal isha al akhira qabla shafaq min ghair illa fi jamaat wa inna ma fa'ala zalika li yattasa al waqt ala ummatihi. And there is also the Mosika Salto Aba Jafir wa Aba Abdullah alayhi salam ane rajal yusalli al-isha al-akhira qabla sakutu shafat faqala la basa bihi. And similarly, the Mosika Ubaidullah wa Imran ibn Ali al-Hilliyin qala kunna nakhtasimu fit tariq fit salat salatu al-isha al-akhira قبل سقوط الشخ شفق وقان منا من جزيق ذلك صدره فدخلنا على ابي عبد الله عليه السلام فسالناه عن صلاه العشاء الاخره قبل سقوط الشفق فقال لا باس بذلك قلنا واي شيء الشفق فقال الحمره المؤيده بروايه عبيد بن زراره عن ابي عبد الله عليه السلام قال اذا غربت الشمس دخل وقت الصلاتين الا ان هذه قبل هذا هذه. And these روايات they clearly have got دلالت about the جواز الاتيان of the صلاه العشاء قبل سقوط الشفق. But some of them has تصريحي that the مبدأ is the غروب الشمس. And that's argument is cleared because apparently the مبدأ is غيبوبة الشفق like the صحيح عمران بن علي الحلبي قال سألت أبا عبد الله عليه السلام متى تجب الأطمة قال إذا غاب الشفق. And like others, so that's applied on the أفضليت. And with the second aspect, the معروف and the مشهور opinion about the end of the وقت العشاء is the منتصف الليل or midnight. So from Shaykh al-Mufid and others which mentioned about the solus al-layl, one third of the night, and the Sahib al-Hadaiq who made the tafsil that the midnight is for the time for the mustar and mazur and solus for the mukhtar. So that is only the opinion, because what is correct is the famous opinion and it has got dalil from the ayah sharifa, and there are nasus also which are mufassira for this ayah, like the sahih zurara wa fima baina duluk shams ila ghasak al-layl arba salawat samma hunna allah wa bayyana hunna ووقتهن وغسق الليل هو انتصافه. And other group of narrations on this topic. Among them is the Sahiha Bakr bin Muhammad عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام أنه سأله سائل عن وقت المغرب فقال إن الله يقول في كتابه لإبراهيم فلما جن عليه الليل راى كوكبا قال هذا ربي وهذا اول الوقت واخر ذلك غيبوبه الشفق واول وقت العشاء الاخره ذهاب الحمره واخر وقتها الى غسق الليل يعني نصف الليل. And among them is the موسك ابي بصير عن ابي جعفر عليه السلام قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله لولا إني أخاف أن أشق على أمتي لأخرت الأطمة إلى ثلث الليل وأنت في رخصة إلى نصف الليل وهو غسق الليل فإذا مضى الغسق نادى ملكان من ركض عن صلاة المكتوبة بعد نصف الليل فقد ركضت عيناه. عند مشرق الحلب عن ابي عبد الله عليه السلام قال الأطمع الى ثلث الليل او الى نصف الليل وذلك التزجي. And among them is the riwayat Ubayd bin Zurara, which is giving the tafsir of the ayat Mubarakah, and we said that it is Zaif by the presence of Zahak bin Zaid or Yazid. And there is another narration from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, Kala iza gharabat shams faqad dakhala waqtu salatain ila nisf al-layl inna illa anna hadhihi qabla hadhihi wa hiya aidan zayfatu sanad bil qasim maula abi ayyub alladhi huwa qasim bin urwa. And that's the umda riwayat in this regard and others. And these riwayat, they clearly mention the imtidad al-waqt ila muntasif al-layl and without any takjeed and without any other halat. And if it is meant that the one third of the layl, like Shaykh al-Mufid and others, as the intiha al-waqt, then this is the بحيث التاق الفريضة بعد الوقت في غير وقتها. So these اخبار are mentioning the time which is against the time mentioned in the آيات المباركة, which is حجت upon these narrations. So that has got ترجیح on these narrations. So the انتهاء الوقت for the Mukhtar and its imtidad for the Mazur to the Nisf or midnight, as mentioned by Sahib al-Hadaik, and he said that Shaykh said in Uddat in some of his books, so that is the requires the Jama Bain al-Nusus, and it is against the apparent opinion or apparent meanings of the hadith and the apparent meaning of the ayatul mubaraka. So if the Holy Prophet, he said in his khitab, and the khitab is the maqamut tashreef for the amatul mukallifin, so it is to be that the wazifa is for themselves. So that is not with respect to the halat al-arida or anaveen al-tariya, because its zahir is the hukum li surat al-ikhtiyar duna al-istira. So the hukum is for the surat al-ikhtiyar, and to make a tafseel between them by making something as before and something is after is against the zahir al-ayat and the itlaq al-ayat and the itlaq of the other narrations which have been mentioned. So the tafsir of the ghayat al-sukut is mentioned also in that regard. And inclusion of the sulas as in the fiqh ruzvi by the ruba بغير الليل والمسافر لغير الليل والمسافر, it is said that وَوَقْتُ الْإِشَاءُ الْآخِرَةُ الْفِرَاغُ مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ ثُمَّ إِلَى رُبُ اللَّيْلِ وَقَدْ رُخَصَ لِلْأَلِيلِ وَالْمُسَافِرِ فِيهِمَا إِلَى انْتِصَافِ اللَّيْلِ وللمصدر إلى قبل طلوع الفجر. But the fiqh razvi, it's not proved that this riwayat has got aitibar also, because the nusus about the one third of the night which are not giving the correct sanad except for two riwayat in this regard. One of them is the Sahih Muawiyah bin Ammar fi riwayat inna waqtul isha'ul akhira ila sulusul layl. And second is the Musika Muawiyah bin Wahab an Nabi Abdullah alayhi salam qala ata Jibrail Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi bi mawaqit salat ila an qala alayhi salam summa ataha hina sakata shafaq fa amruhu fa salli al-isha ila an qala summa ataahu hina zahaba sulus al-layl fa amruhu fa salli al-isha ila an qala summa qala ma bainahuma waqt. So these narrations which are mentioned in this regards needs to require a jama between them and between the narrations which were mentioned before, and their hamal was done on the afsaliyat that the isha, if it is offered before sulas, and that is the not the waqtul intiha of that, because the muwassika has got the clear dalalat that the Holy Prophet offered the prayer after the sulas, not before that, by the call summa ataha hina zahaba sulasul layl fa amrahu fa salla. So that sari, that waku salat, is after the zahab sulas, and that supports this juma is that what that supports this juma is the Musika al-Halabi, which says that there is ta'khirul isha ila nisaful layl bit tazjeeb. So that tazjeeb is mentioning the amr al-marjuh, and that's mentioning something which is khilaf afzal. So that is the khilaf afzaliyat which is mentioned as tazjeeb in that narration. And that which coming in one narration that laula anashakka ala ummati la kharat al-isha ila sulus al-layl. So that is the afsaliyat which is mentioned here. And among them also is the Musika Abi Basir an Abi Jafir alayhi salam qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laula inni akhafu an ashakka ala ummati la akharat al-isha ila sulus al-layl. And the Mu'akhira Nabi Abdullah alayhi salam qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi laula nawm as-sabi wa ghalbatu az-za'if la akhart al-utma ila sulus al-layl. And among them is also the Musika Zarih an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam fil hadith anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi qala laula inni akrahu an ashakka ala ummati la khartaha yani al-utma ila sulas al-layl. And other narrations. So all of them are with regard of the afsaliyatu ta'khir ila sulas al-layl and their zuhur of including the muslihat, that is the ahmiyat with respect to the Amre Mola, and there is the mukhalifat of the, if there is the khawf of the mushakkat, so that's mentioned here. And so that's the jump between is the afsaliyat ut taqdeem, and that is in the sakut ut shafaq and the intiha of waqtul fazilat with the bulugh usulus. So the answer to that is that what is mustafid from these narration is the wajudul muqtazi li tashri'at ta'khir ila sulus, and that is the riayat li intizami tawzi'ul farais ala al awqat al khamsa wa tafriquha ala majmu'ul layl wan nahar, so that the every fariza should be offered in its own time, and to avoiding the mushakkat upon the ummat, that's stopping another jal. So it is clear that the muhakkak al mushakkat, that is the ta'khir al amali, and there is no tarattub about the mushakkat upon the ummat by the ta'khir of the salat nafsuhu, and the mushakkat is kamina fit tashri' wal amr bit ta'khir. So the ghayat is wajudul musliha, wajudul masliha fi hadhil il amr, and that is the iktiran bil mane, and it's not reaching the marhalatul failia. So what's not meant by the saying of the Holy Prophet is li'akhart al-utma, that's the practically ta'khir or ta'khir amlan, because the ta'khir that's mentioned is the mujarrad that makes the wajub of mushakkat al ummat, and ta'khir bihasbi jal wa tashriq that doesn't reach the martabah failiya because of the riayat for the mani of the mushakkat in this regard. So the jama would be that it's afzal of ityan ba'da zahab al humratul mushrikiya ila sulas, and there is no tanafi between these narrations and between the other narrations which were applied to the afzaliyat ut taqdeem, and there is the bayan e wujood e muqtazi ut ta'khir with this regard, and that has to be considered in that regard. And the words of the sahib ul urwat ul wuska وَيَخْتَصُ الْمَغْرِبِ بِأَوَّلِ مِقْدَارِ أَدَائِهِ وَالْعِشَاء بِآخِرِ كَذَلِكَ. So that's like the same discussion as mentioned in the masail of Zuhrain prayers, and particularly the riwayat which have got dalalat in this regard and was mentioned was the Musla Dawood bin Furqad, Dawood bin Furqad, and that have got a sal, so that is ghair saliha lil istidlal, because of the Al Hasan bin Ali bin Fazal in its tariq, and because of the narration that what was narrated from Banu Fazal, take it. So it was mentioned by Sheikh, and it was discussed in the place of the narration of Zuhrain prayers. So what is correct in that regard is that mafad of the call illa anna hazihi qabla hazihi, so that is the اعتبار الترتیب بین الصلاتین. So that is the tartib which is mentioned, and that مقدار is the 7 rakat from the اول الوقت which is the ظرف for it, in the meaning that 3 rakat 3 first rakat are for the Maghrib prayer and the rest four are for the Isha prayer, and that is until the Nihayatul Waqt. And the specification of the seven rakat to the last of the time for both of them also in the meaning that the four rakat of last four rakat time is for the Isha, and the three rakat before that is for the Maghrib with the Riayat Uttartib. And the Natija is that all of the parts from the Awwalul Waqt to the Muntaha, to the end of the time, it's correct that bihasbe zatihi li'ika'i kullu min as-salatain fihi, that both of the prayers may be offered in that time. And what's stopping the ika'u l-isha fil awwal and wal maghrib fil akhir, that's for the ibtila bil mazahim, and that is the sharika, because the qazya of the riayat ut-tartib. And if that is not the barrier, when the zimma is mashghula bil sharika, so then if the time of the maghrib has come, person has got the opinion that the time of maghrib has arrived and he entered the Salatul Maghrib before the time of Salatul Maghrib, so that is taken as correct, or he entered the Salatul Isha with the opinion that he has probably offered the Salatul Maghrib, and then he remembered that he didn't offer the Salatul Maghrib, and the time was left only for the three rakats, then it is correct to offer Isha prayer in the Awwalul Waqt and the Maghrib prayer in the Akhirul Waqt, because the Salahiyatul Waqt is for both of them fi hadde zatihi, as was discussed in the prayer of Zuhrain. So that's a separate discussion that needs in that regard. And for the Mukhtar and for the Muzdar, for the sleep or for forgetfulness or haze or other ahwalul istirar, so according to Sahibul Urwatul Wuska, the time can be extended towards the Fajr. And for the Isha prayers, the last of the time is for its Ada without Maghrib, that's from the first part to the after Nisful Layl. And the Aqwa, according to Sahibul Urwatul Wuska, about the Amid Fit Takhir, it is the Nisful Layl also, and he can extend the time up till Fajr, and in that case he would be doing sin with Takhir. But according to Sahibul Urwa, the Ahwat is that he should do the Niyat of Ada and Qaza both, and the first for this is for the Muzdar. But this fatwa of Sahibul Urwatul Wuska has been criticized with some aspects, that what's mentioned for the Waqt-e-Mukhtar is the Muntasiful Layl, and its relationship to the Muzdar to extend the time to the Tulul Fajr, and that's for the in relation to the Mukhtar, and from the Nisful Layl up to the Tulul Fajr to making him Asim Fit Takhir, So that is something objectionable, because there is no objection after tahakkuk al-siyan fi surat al-amd, because after verse of the Holy Quran says aqim as-salat lid-duluk ash-shams ila ghasiq al-layl, and the ghasiq is the ghayat al-zulam, that's the extreme of the darkness, and that is the muntasif al-layl or midnight according to the tafsir. So if it's allowed to do ta'khir up till this limit, so there is no respect for the tahdeed, and which is added with the criticism about in some of the narrations, like the riwayat Abi Basir, faiza maza al-ghasak nada malakan man rakada an salat al-maktuba ba'da nisfu al-layl waqad rakadat aynahu. So the nafsul waqt, if it's extended to the tulul fajr, so it should be brought with the unwanul ada, and it should be taken as the ikhtisasul isha for the last time for that. And the last time has already been established as a muntasiful layl, and the salat offered after that, it becomes qaza. So it's obligatory that this should be taken as the correct time, as is the opinion of the famous scholars, so and to extend it to the qaza and his adam al-fawriyat. So regarding the mustar and the mukhtar, there are certain things to be mentioned, that regarding the mustar, there are stronger opinion is to make the jamam between the alam of the imtidadul waqt ila tulul fajr, that for the mustar, because the fatawa of the alam says that imtidadul waqt is until the tulul fajr, and they have that dalil from the Sahih Abi Basir an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qala inna marajulun wa lam yusall salatul maghrib wal isha aw nasiya fa in istaqaza qabla al fajr qadra ma yusallayhuma qaltayhuma fa yusallayhuma wa in khashiya an tafutuhu ahadahuma fal yabda'u bil isha al akhira. So this riwayat, so if it is taken as musika and apparently it's sahiha, so the Shaykh narrated it from Hussein bin Said an Hamad ibn Isa an Shuaib bin Abi Basid. So from the Shuaib, here is meant is the Shuaib al-Akarkufi, who is from the Ashab al-Sadiq and Qazim alayhi salam, and is Sika, as mentioned in the Khulasa and Najashi. So the Sanad is Kavi, and the Dalalat Alal Matroob is Zahir. So there is no mani minal amal biha. So then the ayat becomes Takjeed. There is Takjeed of the Itlaqul Ayat and the Riwayat, which are saying that the intihal waqt is the intisaful layl, and then we have to apply it on the waqtul ikhtiyari for the ayat and for the other riwayat and for this riwayat as the istirari. And there are other riwayat also which have got dalalat on the matloob, but there asanid are zaif, and it's not correct to take them except as the ta'id of this riwayat, and like the riwayat of Abdullah bin Sanan عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام قال: إذا طهرت المرأة قبل غروب الشمس فتصلي الظهر والعصر، وإن طهرت من آخر الليل فلتصلي المغرب والعشاء. So these روايات which are mentioned in this regard, and also the روايات of داود الزجاجي عن أبي جعفر عليه السلام قال: إذا كانت المرأة حائضا فطهرت قبل غروب الشمس صلت الظهر والعصر، وإن طهرت من آخر الليل صلت المغرب والعشاء الآخرة. ورواية عمر بن حنزلة عن الشيخ عليه السلام قال: إذا طهرت المرأة قبل طلوع فجر صلت المغرب والعشاء، وإن طهرت قبل تغيب الشمس صلت الظهر والعصر. But they have got the zuf because they are marviya from the Shaykh with the isnad of Ali bin Hassan bin Fazal, and we have mentioned that his tariq with Shaykh is zaif, and there is also the zuf regarding the Zujaji because he is majhul in the Kutub al-Rijal, and some of the kalamat which was mentioned in the riwayat of Abdullah bin Sunan bin Sahiya are not in the place of discussion. So what is Musaha? That's the sanad of the Ali Abdullah Warrawi. Before that, that's Abdul Rahman bin Abi Najran, which both are Musik, but there is not the place of discussion, because what's being objected is the Ali bin Hassan bin Fazal, and Tariq of Shaykh is Zaif for him. So that is only for the Ta'id, and the best riwayat in that regard is the Sahih Abi Basir. So is the hukum is only specific for the Sahiha, for the Naim or Nasi, or it is Amum and Mutlak for the Mustar? Apparently there is no Ishkal in this Tamim, because the Urf says that if there is Takhsis of Naim and Nasi, so this is Mimbabul Misal, and this is the Azhar-e Afradul Mazur. So the Ghalib Uzur is the Adamul Jakza or Nisyan, and the Mazul Hukum Bi Hasbe Fahmul Urfi is the Mutlikul Istirar. So the Amum, like the Nafsa or Haiz, and for the Akhir Salat, min Ajr al Khawf or Dahshat, so they are included in that. So what is the Mukhtar in this opinion, in this regard, is the Mustar, which Ilhaq of the Mustar, that's without Dalil, that if the Mukhtar is made attached to the Mustar without a Dalil, so that is something not acceptable. So what can be made as Istidlal is the two things. First is the Sahih Abi Basir with the Dawa of Ilghaul Khasusiyah of the Mawzu of the Mazur in the Mawridun Nas, so that is not dakhil fil hukum, because what is mustafad from the imtidadul waqt, so that is up till the tulul fajr, and for making no difference between the amid and mazur except for the isyan or its absence. So this dawa is is far away from the apparent meaning of the Sahiya. But what is al-mutabadir from this siyaq is the takawun al-mawzu bil-uzr. And there is no aspect for the taaddi ila ghair al-mawzu, because the muqtazi al-ayat al-mubarika, and that is not reaching except the haddu tawatir of intihaul waqt bi intisaful layl lil mukhtar. So if we make the insiraf from this ayat and the khitab of the prophet, so secondly the riwayat of Ubaid bin Zurara an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, that la tafutu salat ma narada salat la tafutu salatul nahar hatta tughibu shams wa la salatul layl hatta yatla'u al-fajr wa la salatul fajr hatta tatla'u shams. So in this case the sanad which is making the hukum as the ilhaq, and the zuhur which is making the imtidad e waqt salatul layl and adam e fatiha illa in the tulul fajr, so muqtazi ul itlaq is the adam ul ikhtiyar bain ul ikhtiyar wal istira. So it has got no taaruz with the sahih ibn basir which was mentioned before, because there is adam e tanafi between them and both are musbit, and there is no taqjeed for the itlaq or riwayat, but the taqjeed is for the norm or nisyan in the sahiha, so which have got dalil on the mafhum, and there is a tanafi and iltizam of this taqjeedul itlaq, because the sahiha has got no mafhum in this regard. And the riwayat is also zaifatu sanad because of the Ali al-Yaqub al-Hashimi which is coming in this sanad, and there is no tawseek of it, so he cannot be taken as someone reliable. So what the different fuqaha has ruled is that the last time of the Salatul Isha'in is the Muntasiful Layl, and if there is Uzur after that, so the time up till the Tulul Fajr is with the Niyat of Maafi Zimma, or with the Niyat of qurb that can be offered. So they some fuqaha make the ihtiyatul wajib in that regard when there is uzr and the person is offering the salatul maghrib or isha in case of uzr, so with the ihtiyatul wajib, so they may have the niyat of maafi zimma and may offer the salat until the tulul fajr. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad.